Welcome back, Anoush. I'm Calm, professional female, and today we're exploring the central ideas in Atomic Habits by James Clear, a practical guide to understanding how small, repeated behaviors can shape surprisingly large outcomes. Most of us approach change by focusing on ambitious goals, exercise every day, become more productive, save more money, or finally master a new skill. Goals can provide direction, but they do not automatically change what we do each morning, afternoon, or evening. That is where habits matter. They are the small actions we repeat, often without much thought, and their effects can accumulate over time. One of the book's most useful ideas is that meaningful progress does not always feel meaningful in the moment. A single workout rarely transforms your health. One focused work session may not transform your career. Reading a few pages will not make you an expert. Yet repetition allows these modest actions to compound. The reverse is also true. Small, unhelpful choices can gradually move us away from the person we hope to become. Atomic Habits therefore shifts attention from dramatic reinvention to practical systems. It asks us to examine the cues around us, the actions we make easy or difficult, the rewards that reinforce behavior, and the environments that quietly influence our choices. Its well-known four laws of behavior change offer a memorable framework. Make a desired habit obvious, attractive, easy, and satisfying. To weaken an unwanted habit, those principles can be inverted. But the deeper theme is identity. Instead of asking only, "What result do I want?" we can ask, "What kind of person do I want to become?" Each repeated action can then serve as a small vote for that identity. Studying supports the identity of a learner. Preparing a healthy meal supports the identity of someone who cares for their well-being. Keeping one promise to yourself makes it easier to believe you are someone who follows through. As you listen, consider one habit you would genuinely like to build, or one you would like to leave behind. Don't begin with a sweeping transformation. Begin with curiosity. What tiny action, repeated consistently, could become evidence of the person you want to be?